When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Chicks podcast. I am Allison Sepinera, and I am running solo today. Poor Taylor has COVID again, and she texted me a day or two ago just saying that she was feeling better than the first time she had it, but is still kind of feeling under the weather. And if you haven't had COVID yet, wow, I want to meet you because I feel like everyone's had it at this point. And, you know, everyone's symptoms look different. Obviously, we've talked about COVID and anxiety on the pod before. If you're feeling like still anxious about getting it or have had it, go ahead and go and find those episodes on the pandemic and just having COVID and health anxiety and all that stuff. But she is doing okay. Her health anxiety is okay. You guys all know she's worked a lot on her panic disorder and anxiety related to health for a long time. So we send our love, Taylor. We hope that you're doing okay and she will be back next week. But today I'm coming at you solo because I really wanted to share one of my favorite meditations with you from my book, The Anxiety Healer's Guide. I have a number of different meditations in there and visualizations in the book that you know, I have used for years and years on my healing, and I just wanted to share the meditation with you all. So that will be at the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that. It's a couple minutes long, it's guided, and it's something that you can listen to over and over again whenever you're feeling just stressed, overwhelmed, anxious, feeling like life is just too much sometimes. It's a really great practice to just quiet your mind, quiet your body, really focus on the breath and bring yourself back to the present moment. So that is at the end of the episode. And, but I did want to, since I was going to share this meditation with you, if you're new to the podcast, this might be your first episode. Welcome. Or maybe you've listened and binged to all of our 91, 2 episodes at this point. I did do a mini meditation a couple months ago. I think maybe it was last year, and I got really good feedback. So I want to start doing a couple more mini meditations for you all to come back to and listen to. But I thought that it would actually make sense before I get into the meditation to talk a little bit about meditating. I have received a lot of feedback from people feeling really just discouraged with meditation and feeling a little, discouraged is the good word to use, I would say. A lot of people have tried it and felt like they weren't really able to get into what feels like a meditative state. You know, their brain is going a mile a minute. They don't understand how to sit in a room and stare at the wall for 40 minutes. And that's what they think meditation is. And you just kind of have to be in the quiet. And I'm here to tell you that's not necessarily what meditation is. For some people it is. So meditation looks different for some people. And I think it's important to know that if you really want to get started on a meditation practice, it's just that. It is a practice. So I myself even get so frustrated sometimes when I feel like, you know, I normally have a morning meditation practice. And so that's just something that helps me because it gets me started on my day. And it won't be the same one. I choose a bunch of different meditations all the time. I have an app that I'll tell you about that's my favorite that I use. And so some mornings I'll wake up and I'll, you know, get into my state, my comfortable position and, you know, get into my body and my mind into my meditation. I'll start, you know, getting into place and I'll do whatever, maybe it's a 5-10 minute one. and I'll just think, oh my gosh, what did I just listen to? I honestly was not able to get out of my head at all. So I'm still even feeling as overwhelmed as I did 10 minutes before the meditation. But what that tells me is that I, you know, just need a little bit more self-compassion that day. And, you know, there's life happens and I am, you know, that's one thing we're going to talk about is that you really need to be just compassionate with yourself and listen to your mind, listen to your body. If, you know, it's not really necessarily working for you one day, it doesn't mean that the practice isn't helping. So I want you to try and just stick with it. So I'm going to give you a couple tips that are very helpful to use when you're just starting your meditation practice, or if you want to refine it, if you want to kind of get into meditating a little bit deeper. If you maybe are thinking like, oh, I've always wanted to try it, but I don't think that's for me. I don't really know. I'm going to just give you some information that can maybe make it less daunting for you. If you think about it and the way that it is, it might not necessarily be what you think. So obviously there's been a lot of research that has shown that meditation is so incredible for your mind and your body. It's so regulatory for your nervous system. It is so wonderful for, you know, activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest response. And so it, you know, it really connects the body with the breath. And, you know, it is just such a healing tool. And I talk about it a lot in my book and talk a lot about different types of meditations that are just so soothing to the soul and the nervous system. So I do want to give you a couple tips though. And I want to let you know that, you know, one of the biggest things, let's start with this tip actually. One of the biggest things that I have learned and I've read about when I was studying, you know, yoga and meditating is that, like we were talking about before, everyone has this perception of what it means. And meditation is really, really, just different from what you might think. So when you think about meditating and think about starting it, I want you to start small, okay? I want you to start where you are. If a 10-minute meditation seems overwhelming, begin with 5. If 5 minutes seems overwhelming, begin with 2 minutes, you know? And then over time, slowly increase the minutes as the meditation becomes a consistent part of your routine, right? So, as I was saying before, the app that I use, it's Insight Timer. It's honestly my favorite meditation app. You guys have probably heard me talk about it a million times on here, and it's not sponsored. Although if you want to sponsor us, Insight Timer, we would love it because I really believe in their app, and it's been years. I mean, I think they're probably one of the first meditation apps that came out along with Calm and Headspace. There's one called 10% Happier that's great as well. Any of those are amazing. I just prefer Insight Timer. And they actually have an option where you can choose these meditations based on length. So sometimes I just want a short 2-minute, 1 or 2 minute meditation because maybe I am in the car and I'm getting ready to go into a social event that I just feel overwhelmed by, or maybe I'm going into a house where my family members are that trigger me and I need a really short kind of just way to regulate myself. And you can actually search by length. So I love that. Start small, start where you are. In the beginning, of course, you may not feel very calm or very mindful. You might feel it's doing the opposite. Like, you know, I'm not relaxed. What am I doing? My brain is screaming at me. All of my thoughts, thousands of thoughts are just like, what? I can't do this. And so I just want you to be patient with yourself. Know that that's okay. Just make it a goal to take 2 to 5 minutes to sit with your thoughts. Recognize that your thoughts are just thoughts and that they're there. They can hurt you. They don't have power. You can be curious about them, but don't force them away. Just kind of observe them, recognize them, say they're here. And once you get into kind of this state and say you go onto Insight Timer or one of the apps, it is really recommended that you start with a guided meditation. So like I said before, there are different environments where meditations are sitting in a quiet room for however long at a time. I personally, and a lot of the people I work with, prefer guided meditations because it's almost as if you have a coach that's guiding your thoughts into a different state of mind. So it's so helpful where I see when I do certain meditations and I can recognize that my thoughts, my brain starts wandering, right? And maybe all of those thoughts are kind of getting louder. And right at that point in the meditation, whoever's guiding me, whatever person, and there's thousands of different meditation teachers on this app, by the way, right at that moment, you know, they will say, okay, and don't worry if your mind wanders, just bring yourself back to that moment and just take a deep breath and bring yourself back to the breath. And if your mind wandered, it's okay, just bring it back to this moment. And even that just that statement is like an anchor for me. And it just really is helpful. So that guided, that person that's guiding the meditation has been so much more helpful than other meditations I've done. So I would say definitely start with a guided meditation and start small and start a couple minutes a day and make it a goal for yourself. So start small. It's my first tip. Okay. This kind of gets into what I was saying at the end of starting small was making it a ritual. So try and make this goal and make it a ritual and make it, you know, put it into your schedule. So I do mine in the morning, right? I kind of set aside time. I know exactly, you know, that if there's a time that I can do it in the morning, I will. Sometimes I'll wait until I'm actually walking my dog because I love being outside and I love meditating in nature. So, and you can do walking meditations. That's also wonderful. And I'll start there, but I know that's kind of a ritual for me sometimes where I'll say, oh, good, I'm walking and I'm gonna do my meditation here. So some will say that setting a clearly designated space for meditation can be really helpful. So it can be as simple as thoughtfully placing a candle or a picture or a crystal around you and maybe practicing, like I said, the same time every day. That can really be helpful if you want to kind of start doing this practice. Having a space for it, making a space that feels really cozy, uncomfortable, and just relaxing for you. The next tip is something I just talked about, which is if you have trouble, you know, doing this on your own, using an app or even using YouTube is great too. YouTube has wonderful video meditations, not necessarily for you to watch. Some of them are mostly to listen to. And, you know, obviously, you know, meditations aren't necessarily supposed to be with your phones or technology. You kind of want to have this space away from that. But the type of when I say like away from the chaos of technology, it's not these apps and it's some of YouTube, but not the type of videos I'm talking about. Because Inside Timer, Calm, Headspace, they are, you know, so incredible because you can essentially search any type of meditations that you're looking for. So for example, the last 4 months, you guys know that my dad passed away back in August or whatever couple months that was. And I have actually created a playlist on my Insight Timer app of meditations that help with grief and loss. There were also other meditations I used to help with healing heartbreak when I broke up with my boyfriend. So in the search engine, you can literally just type in the type of challenge you're having and all these meditations will pop up. So I've also had some health anxiety the past couple weeks. So I would put in some health anxiety and there were different apps, meditations that came up that help specifically with that. They have like work anxiety. They also have these amazing courses. They have like 10-day courses. And I have the yearly subscription because I want everything, but they have so much stuff for free also. But I think some of the courses might be included in the subscription and they have all of these courses and basically it's just a meditation every day. And that's a good place to start too. They have a beginner to meditation course and stuff like that. And I mean, it's wonderful. I did one on acceptance and commitment therapy. I was learning more about that. I did a course with Sarah Blondin. She's one of my favorite meditators. If you guys are looking for anyone, Sarah Blondin's amazing. She does a lot about the self and self-love and all of that. So I would say really try some of these apps. You can, I mean, they offer a lot of different things on the apps too, not just meditations, calming sounds, breathing exercises, tools and graphics to help you learn about meditation. And you can also, like I said, personalize the app to follow your progress and change your meditation approach based on your present state of mind. So again, this is not sponsored, but I really, really believe in these, and these apps are amazing, and they've totally changed the world of mental health in a good, in a great way. Okay, I want you to also remember that practice makes progress, okay? So think of meditation as like bicep curls for the muscle of your mind. You're training your brain to focus, concentrate, and let go. And over time, with consistency, it will become easier to drop into. So you, that's what I said in the beginning. You just want to really think about this as a practice. It's okay if one day, it, you know, you were just really stressing out and your brain was so loud and nothing was helping you. You were just like, oh yeah, I want to meditate. No, I can't even. Those are really difficult days. And sometimes what I find is if my body is responding to my anxiety and I feel more panicked, like my heart is racing, or you know, I'm having like stomach upset, or I have a lot of physical symptoms, meditations aren't necessarily helpful for me in that exact moment. I sort of need to figure out how to soothe myself first and get those physical symptoms under control before I can soothe my mind, if that makes sense. So a lot of times I'll make sure that I – like yoga actually really, really helps when I'm feeling like outside my body or my body's really dysregulated, because I'm moving my body and movement for me is really soothing. And then once I, you know, once I feel a little bit more soothed and stable, I can then go ahead and do a meditation. But I still continue to practice. I won't, you know, I'll make sure that, you know, if there's a day or a couple days even that go by and I think to myself, oh my gosh, I hadn't meditated in 3 days. Like I, oh my gosh, I didn't. And that happens and it's okay. Just say to yourself, it's okay, and say, oh, I'm going to try it again today. Okay. Another thing that actually could help, actually the practice too, is starting a meditation journal. So at the end of your meditation practice, whenever you do one, try and journal or observe how you feel. So think about what's happening to your body. Think about what's happening to your emotional state. Make note of any changes so they register in your body and your conscious mind. And the next time you feel resistance to meditation, flip through the notes that you made, flip through the journal, and see if it can remind you of the benefits. This could actually help you stay motivated and committed to kind of look at and have a visual of a reminder of when you actually did it and how it helped your body and what worked. So I would say meditation journal can be good too. Putting some reminders around you may help too. So, you know, for example, my yoga mat stays in my car. So every time I get into my car, I see my yoga mat because my yoga studio, you know, is like 10 minutes away. And I always think to myself, oh, yes, okay, I see it. And visually I say to myself, okay, yes, I want to do that today. I mean, I don't really forget about yoga a lot because it's so helpful. I have lower back things right now, but it's a visual reminder. So if you have a space, like we were talking about a space, right, of ritual for your meditation, you know, if you have candles or crystals or something, if you have a space in your house where that can be your meditation space, then it can kind of be a daily reminder that, oh, yes, I need to use that today. Also something basic like sticky notes on your fridge, like, you know, meditate 10:30 today, or even on your smartphone. Knowing that you can schedule in time for meditations, another reason, great reason for smartphones these days, schedule in a meditation time daily, and then an alert will come up. Could be good. I actually do that myself every day. So that's good. And okay, And then the last tip I have, and this is one I just talked about a couple times already, but I really, really just think I want to reinforce how important it is to be nice to yourself and to have self-compassion. It is so, you want to make sure, again, progress, practice is progress. Sorry, I was thinking, what did I say? You know how some people say practice makes perfection? Well, first of all, perfect doesn't exist. Why would people say that? Because practice makes progress. None of this is supposed to be about perfection, okay? None of this. This is actually all about embracing your imperfections if you think about it. Meditation, yoga, this like healing journey is all about embracing your imperfections and knowing that there is no right or wrong way to do any of this. Just FYI, there's no right or wrong way, okay? Whatever helps you and works for you is your medicine, right? So meditation is relationship, and ultimately it's all about your relationship to yourself. Meditation teaches us radical acceptance, compassion, and unconditional love. Remember to be sweet to your mind. Surrender to exactly who you are and what is happening right here and right now. That is really the basis of meditation, surrendering. Really just embracing where you are. There's no rules. And just reminding yourself about the breath that will always bring you home is the breath. So that's the bottom line, okay? Those are some tips. Remember that you'll have the most success when you practice in a way that works for you. And don't hesitate to try different approaches until you find one that fits, right? That's part of the discouragement that might happen, but just try again. When you begin noticing greater compassion, peace, joy, and acceptance in your life, you will totally know it's working. Okay, so just have patience. None of this will like show up right overnight. And just remember to show up with a curiosity and have an open mind. And don't be so hard on yourself. Remember self-compassion. Give yourself a big hug. And just know that so much of this process is not linear. Healing, meditation, all of this is not linear. So start slow. Start simple. Have someone guide you, maybe use the meditation you're going to hear next, and just remind yourself that one day at a time. Okay, everyone? All right, I hope you enjoy the meditation. I love you all. Happy meditating. Today's episode of The Anxiety Chicks is sponsored by BetterHelp. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Whether you are experiencing anxiety, grieving the loss of a loved one, navigating through a new relationship, becoming a parent, or just looking to talk through everyday life struggles, a BetterHelp therapist is trained to help you learn coping skills and navigating challenging emotions. This makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. There are so many areas in the U.S. and around the world that can make it difficult to find affordable counseling services. Let's be honest, if you live in a more rural area, it can be really hard to find a counselor, which is why I love this online platform, BetterHelp. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible anywhere in the world because it's 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Once you register, all you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. BetterHelp makes it so easy to log onto your account at any time and contact your therapist directly. The best part is, if you feel like things aren't clicking with that therapist, you can easily switch to a new therapist at any time, which is amazing. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/achicks. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AChicks. Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk growing kids should never eat. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved superpowered chewable vitamin. While most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and sent straight to your door, so parents have one less thing to worry about. I was so excited to give Hiya to my sister because my niece and nephew are very kind of squirmish about vitamins. And let me just tell you, the cute little bottle too that it comes with, they can decorate, and just the taste. And I mean, they've just been loving it. So get Hiya today. And the Chicks have worked out a special deal with all Hiya lovers. For their best-selling children's vitamin, receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/anxietychicks. This deal is not available on their regular website, so go to hiyahealth.com/anxietychicks. That's hiyahealth.com/anxietychicks. And get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Please get in a comfortable position. It is recommended that you practice this meditation somewhere where you won't have distractions. Please don't perform this meditation while driving. Begin this meditation by taking a deep breath in through your nose for a count of 4. And out through your mouth for a count of 7. Become aware of your thoughts and watch them as they come in. Then observe the thoughts as you just let them go. Your body is becoming relaxed, and your breath is becoming slower and calmer. All you need to do right at this moment is breathe and listen. Just breathe and listen. Focus on your breath as you breathe in and your stomach rises. And as you exhale, your stomach falls, deep and relaxed. Feel your body relaxing deeper and deeper. And allow your thoughts to just slow down. Your limbs become limp. And your mind is calm. Now, if you can, close your eyes. If you are unable to do so, that is totally okay. Just notice your breath and take another deep breath in through your nose for four. Hold for three. And breathe out through your mouth for seven. Allow yourself to relax completely. Now, as you continue to breathe, use your imagination and picture a happy scene in your mind. Visualize yourself at this happy place. This could be somewhere you've been before, or someplace that you create in your mind. This is a place full of inner peace and calm, and completely anxiety-free. Just visualize it and imagine it as you breathe and listen. Allow that breath deep into your belly and let your stomach rise up as you breathe in and fall as you release your breath. Picture yourself in your happy place. A warm and comforting setting that makes you smile. You are surrounded by all of the things that create so much joy and peace in your life. Take a few moments and create this scene in your mind. What do you see? What colors do you notice? Who is there with you in this place? Maybe it's just you, and that's just wonderful. Visualize that place and see it very clearly in your mind. It is a wonderful place, isn't it? You are happy. You are healthy. You are safe. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, allow yourself to feel even more comfortable and relaxed. Take another slow breath in for four. And as you exhale, allow yourself to feel the joy and peace of your happy place. Allow yourself to feel completely relaxed, completely at peace, completely surrendering. Notice that you are in a safe place with no anxiety, and nothing can hurt you. Now really see this place. Commit to this memory. Think of every detail. Remember that in the future, when you begin to feel anxious, you can just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and allow yourself to smile and remember this anxiety-free, happy place that you have created for yourself. Now, as you hold on to the feeling of peace and joy, take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, listen to the sound of your breath. In and out. Remind yourself that you are safe at this moment, and you are secure in your special place. Anxiety does not live here any longer. When you are ready, simply start wiggling your toes and fingers. Slowly open your eyes, smile, and just stay with your breath. Check in with yourself. How are you feeling? Think of this happy place anytime you begin to experience anxiety, and use this meditation anytime you want to experience full relaxation. Listen and breathe. Listen and breathe. Enjoy your day. I hope you all enjoyed that happy place meditation. If you're looking for more like that, feel free to click the show notes where you can order a copy of the Anxiety Healer's Guide. And feel free to follow me at The Anxiety Healer, follow Taylor, health_anxiety, and The Anxiety Chicks on Instagram. Love you all.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.